This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is Michael Jordan still as competitive now as we saw during The Last Dance? And how competitive are you in everyday life? So this goes back to Jordan was talking about how he doesn't want to delete his final text messages from Kobe on his phone. And it was really interesting if you go through like some of their interactions and everything like that. One of them was Kobe wrote, "Hey coach, I'm sitting on the bench right now and we're blowing this team out 45-8. And Jordan says, "I just love that text because it shows Kobe's competitive nature." And so you kind of get the sense, like, and we're all aware of how competitive Kobe was, but I kind of get the sense that Jordan is just as competitive now as when he was betting money with the security guard that we saw during The Last Dance.
Just throwing quarters at the wall?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, that's...
It hasn't helped him run a basketball team.
That is probably fair.
I love Jordan, but...
Do you wonder if sometimes he gets caught up in the smaller competitions that he forgets about the big picture thing, and that's one of the reasons
honestly he's just a horrible drafter.
He just doesn't know
if it's
talent
him or not, but he's a horrible drafter.
Does he suffer from, well, I was good at this and I worked hard and I did these things, these guys should be as good as me at that? Is that probably what he suffers from then? Is it, because that's what we always hear, is some of the greatest aren't good coaches because of that. But I wonder if he just gets caught up in some of the smaller things and doesn't work.
I don't know. I mean, he took
stuff.
Fat May out of Carolina. He took Adam Morrison out of, you know, Gonzaga. Like, he's just done a really bad job of evaluating talent, which is not the easiest thing to do in amateur level. But he just is. That's the reason they stink, is because he can't. You have to be able to draft, and maybe his LaMelo Ball pick is finally it. You have to be able to finally draft Luka. You have to draft Dirk. And if you never find, you can't just find okay, solid players when you're picking in the lottery. At one point, you have to find the next LeBron James or Tim Duncan. He's struck out every time.
What we saw in The Last Dance, Kevin, was like, it was almost frightening. Remember, when he was explaining the way he thought about being on my team. And the scary part was, he was like, if you don't like playing that way, and he's in tears at this point, if you don't like playing that way, then don't play. You know, if you don't like doing the things that it took me to get to where I was mentally, then you didn't need to be around me. Yeah. I needed some other people. And that's when he was like, we need a break. Like, in the show, that's when he called a break and was like, I'm sorry. Like, that's how competitive he was about it. And that's how emotional he felt about his successes.
And look, whether or not you believe, like I definitely do, that his gambling and all of that got him booted out of the NBA, he had a gambling problem and a competitive addiction to at least golf that was so bad that, like, it was costing him all of this money. Now, clearly he had the money, but that's why I think to this day he's as competitive now as he ever was. From the 972, how competitive am I? Many years ago at a party playing beer pong, that, we'll say, jerk was cheating. No way it was going to end like that. And he said he filled a cup up with urine.
Mm-hmm. His own urine, as a matter of fact.
I mean, I will say I like that better than filling a cup up with somebody else's urine, because that's a whole extra
but he
step
said
that I don't want to be involved in.
He said he won. But
because he drank it.
Yeah, but he said it was totally worth it. That's how competitive he was. Now, was that because
again,
you were drunk that night, or because, you know what, dead sober, I would have done the same thing?
I don't think so. If he can remember that story all these years later, I feel like he was sober enough.
Are we sure that this is indicative of competition and competitiveness or something else entirely? Because I'm not certain.
I mean, I'm going to say it is competitiveness. From the 214, I'm so competitive, I text Kevin on how he's wrong about Brady since KNC was on the weekends. Till this day, admit you're wrong. Wrong about what? Brady's career is tarnished by all the cheating he did. I'm not wrong about that.
That's not. Everybody says he's the GOAT. Except for you. You're the only person that said that's like he's not the GOAT.
Fine. That's the culture we live in where people don't care if you actually do something
wrong. Didn't you say he was the GOAT?
No.
Didn't you say he was the greatest of all time recently?
Cheating. Sure.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing right now? You had the positive Brady segment right after the Super Bowl. You're like,
He is one of the better quarterbacks of all time, but the stain on his record for cheating. Like, he got suspended for cheating the game, as did his franchise multiple times. So I'll be competitive about that. Brady's way better at cheating than I am and being a crappy dad.
I like this one that I was seeing just a second ago. I'm trying to find it. And it was how competitive I am is I beat the company. In my second year, I beat the company sales.
Like the record?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
By most sales in a year, by 6 sales. I didn't know what the record was. And so I broke it again by 300 accounts. Yes, I'm competitive. This is all door-to-door. This is Aaron the Bug Guy. So he says he was so mad at himself. Oh, he came in third his next year. So he went back and broke it the next year by 300 accounts.
Okay.
Wow.
Because I was going to say, did you overshoot? Because now, like he said, he broke it the first time by, what, 6?
Mm-hmm.
Then you break it by 20, 40. Like, he just destroyed that record. You know what? He's not wrong, though, because I'm competitive with myself on the bike. And, like, I've got a bike at home, and so if I don't get to, like, a certain mileage traveled or whatever in 45 minutes, then I'm disappointed. Oh. And my wife will be like, oh, how'd you do? And I was like, terrible. Mm. Because I reset. It used to be, like, getting to one level was good. Now that level is garbage, and you have to keep, like, trying to beat yourself. So, I mean... Oh,
Reggie,
wow. Damn it.
Your mind there.
Don't forget tomorrow, Masterpiece of the Week.
You know what? That's to your point, Kevin. And Mike, I don't know if you've ever done this too, but my wife is super competitive.
I could see that.
She is a very competitive person. Like, and it's, dude, it comes down to like even at work and all the other things. And
I bet with parenting too, right?
She won't admit it though. Like, she's like, no, I'm not competitive. But like, as soon as something stands in her way, she's like, oh, this isn't going to happen. And that's when I learned at a very young age that I could use my grandmother as a way to get things done around the house.
Yes.
Because she was competitive with my grandmother, because my grandmother was always like, I don't know if she's good enough for you. And I was like, whoa. And then out of nowhere, like, I would be like, man, Adrian would say, oh, you know, I'm pregnant and I got to do this. And I would go, you know, Maxine was pregnant and she did this, this, and this. And Adrian, next thing I know, she's up and cooking. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. So I tricked Adrian into being very competitive and changing all the light bulbs in the house.
Are you concerned?
She just texted me and said, I am not competitive.
Okay, so I was going to say, are you concerned that she's listening right now?
Well, now that I know, she just said I'm not competitive. When I said she will say she's not competitive, and she proved it again.
Checkmate.
If you really weren't competitive, she would have just moved on with her day. Like, having to text
in, she wouldn't have said a thing
that you're competitive. So from the 408, well, now I own my own company so I can own all the records. See, but plus, you're just competing against yourself, like Monica on Friends. She would always talk about that. So you're your toughest enemy or opponent or whatever the case may be. From the 225, every woman is competitive. You ever win an argument against a woman? Bingo. Yes, so, all the time.
Let me add this now, Kevin.
Oh, no. Is this an ongoing conversation?
I have not said anything back to her except for over air right now. She said, I'm not competitive. And then I answered. And she said, I'm just more competitive than you. So there you go.
Oh.
She's competitive about being competitive?
Yes, she's being competitive about being competitive.
Is she more competitive than everybody in your house?
Oh, man. Probably not Carter.
Okay.
Carter is probably he's also the one that will, like, continue to talk the entire time. You know, like, you say, hey, don't say another word. And he's like, hey, I'm just getting my socks. And you're like, I just said don't say another word for the next, like, 5 minutes. And he's like, oh, my bad. Dude, come on. So he's just the one that's always trying to get a little more here.
Wow. This is another level of competitiveness. This is what I envision Mike like sometimes. The 940. I'm so competitive. I was winning 75-0 on Madden, and then I gave up a last-minute TD, so I put my fist through a door.
Oh no!
Good God, you still won.
Yeah. Now, I guess the question is:
I've broken a video game controller many times for when I said the game was rigged.
See, that's the thing. I maybe have gotten mad, like really mad at the game one time. You know, like where I was just having a frustrating night, like that night that Mike was playing MLB The Show and the entire night was frustrating for him. That's how I know Mike is competitive. Mike is a competitive dude. Mike was whenever he was in high school, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like to the point where he said he bullied his teammates.
That wasn't in high school. That was when he was like 10.
Yeah, when I was 10.
Oh, yeah. When he was 10. When I'm sure that Mike went.
As you
climb the ranks.
You didn't know dad coach who's coaching this team. You need to get him off the field or the court.
I'm sure that as you were climbing the ranks of minor league baseball, you always had that, you know, part of it too, right? Like you had to compete.
Right.
And then after you're done with sports, I do wonder, Mike, I'm very curious about that. Where do you find that? Like what, cause we're talking about Michael Jordan at whatever age he is, 75 or whatever. Like where is he? Is he 60?
He's got to be 60.
Where do athletes find that afterwards? Cause I know you use the Peloton. As something now, but I like right after, what was it for you?
Depression.
Okay. No, that's a real thing, man.
Yeah. It was over. Like nothing's ever going to satisfy me the way that satisfied me, you know? So it's tough. You try to find certain things though. You know, obviously the bike is something, doing this is something. So there's different things. It's never the same because you're competing with the top 0.001% in the world at something when it's like professional baseball. So you always feel like it's very tough to ever find like that type of deal. And I'm a type of person where I'm either in or I'm out. I'm not a half-asser.
Yeah.
So that's like with the video thing, it's like, hey, keep playing. I'm like, no, I'm 100% out. I'm never playing that again. Because if I'm going to do it, I want to put in hours and hours of time to get good at this. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to put in the time to do it. So I'm not just going to casually play.
So
I have a tough time doing anything casually.
And so you devote a lot of your interest in cards. Like that's one of the things. And I'll admit it, Mike, and I know we joke about it a lot, but the night that you and I got that chance to go and hit it in front of Dirk's game that night,
right.
I had never hit in front of that many people in my life. But it was the coolest thing I'd ever gotten to do. Like it really was so awesome. And I thought I was having a lot of fun with Mike. He took me out there like, hey, let's come throw the ball. And we were having fun throwing the ball out in the outfield, warming up and everything. But when I looked at Mike on the mound, he wasn't up there trying to lose. Like I could see it in his eyes. He was like, I am
so
competing right now.
Breaking ball after you made contact with the first one to make sure you're like, wait,
that's against the rules.
And I was like, it is, but I just want to now put it in your head. I'm not going to throw anymore, but I'm going to put it in your head. I'm not going to throw the ball in the same place, same speed every time.
From the 817, CrossFit has helped me with my competitive itch at 34. I'm so competitive, I won't let my 5-year-old win a foot race from the 469. That depends on what they're doing in the moment. I've told you this story before. We were at Nickel-Rama, and my son and I were about to play Galaga, and he goes, oh, I'm going to destroy you. And I was like, okay. And I let him play, and all of his men died, and I was still on my first ship when I beat his score, and he was about to walk off, and I was like, no, you're going to stay here, and you're going to watch every minute of that. I whipped his ass at that game, and he deserved it because he was talking trash. I don't know if 5-year-olds talk as much trash, but if they do.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, nip that in the bud before they even get there, right? Like, develop that character. Let them know that, you know, where you're at is not.
Life doesn't always work out
enough.
The way you think it should.
Man, Reggie's right, and Reggie's been giving me great advice about parenting, which is crazy because Reggie's not a parent.
Yeah.
But the other day, Avery likes to, my oldest likes to walk around and flex and everything and act all big, and he's like, Dad, one day I'm going to be bigger and stronger than you. And Reggie was like, that's why you got to yoke them up every once in a while. Just grab them by the shoulders and pick them up to let them know.
That's from like the Paul Silas school of like coaching. Because okay. Paul Silas was that type of dude where he would go and like with grown NBA men, like, you know, sometimes you just got to yoke them up or let them know that, you know, you will beat them down.
The other day he wanted to go play basketball and I was like, all right. And he was like, I want to start playing with you more often. And I said, okay. So we got out on the court and I was up like 8-0.
Yeah.
And he scored 2 consecutive points. Like, so he was, it was 8-2. And he goes, now I'm going to win. And he did not score another time.
Yes.
And I finished the game 21-2. And I said, I'm sorry. Once you said that, I got competitive.
I get it. I do. The problem I'm running into now about that is this year, since my son has been on the basketball team and they train a different way and they actively do weights, my son has become freakishly strong. And so, like, he can pick me up and it freaks me out. And so I can't use pure brute strength anymore. Uh-huh, right. I have to use cagey veteran moves to outthink him. And that's the only way I could keep him in check physically.
I'm so competitive from the 469. I don't even eat breakfast or lunch, but I give in at dinner with an Alaskan cod sandwich. So I think that's just for Mike.
Hold on. Was that also like that coach who was like, I'm so hungry, I don't eat breakfast, so I come to the locker room hungry. And you're like, then why do you eat lunch? Yeah. Wouldn't you be even hungrier by the time you got to dinner?
Also, that's a terrible way to like live out that metaphor, because now you're just depriving your brain of the stuff that's necessary to go out and like be really good at what you're supposed to be doing.
You want
to
be really hungry, never eat.
Yeah, from the 817, I went without sex for 3 months until my wife would admit I was right.
All right, so we have discussed the unfortunate situation of sex hostaging on this show before. Oh, yeah. Reggie, get ready for it. If you're looking for like maybe you don't want to get married, this would probably fall into that category. Is sex clearly gets used as a weapon, and Corey used to always tell us about his wife trying to sex hostage him.
She'd be like, hey, if you clean the bathroom, you know, and I'd be like, oh, sweet. That's all I got to do? Oh, awesome.
But also, if you had an argument or something, I remember one time you told me you were going to try to hold out until she noticed.
I held out for like, till Thursday, and then I was like, all right.
And did you say she was like, oh, you were?
Yeah, she was.
You were like, well, crap.
It didn't work.
This is never, ever going to work.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.